Anyway, welcome to the Chatterbatter podcast. Today, I'm getting better and better each week. Now, this is being recorded on a Sunday for Tuesday release.
The Lord's Day, too.
We're missing two full days of banter.
What could be happening between now and Tuesday?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I thought, you know, because I haven't had a very eventful week, we'll skim through it. It's good that you're here, Mick, to bring a bit of
conviviality.
Bit of fucking...
bit of joy.
I'm drinking a cup of hot, steamy piss.
That's good. And I'm drinking fuck all because you're a bad host.
I said, did you want it? What did you want on the way out?
I'm only joking, what am I?
You fucking dumb bastard.
I'm only messing.
What do you want that?
No, I don't
I'm drinking this. I'm drinking that.
I'm not going to take your water. You're a dirty mouth around it.
You take that one.
No, that's good. You're dirty mouth.
You could have whatever you want.
I know, cut it, but sure, it doesn't matter now. Anyway. Sure, I'll just fucking sit here.
What would you have,
starve,
what would you have to complain about then? Sure, what would you have to talk about if you weren't fucking complaining?
Fucking stomach, think my throat's cut. And I'd get as bastard wouldn't offer you that. Fucking two nights in the arena, you fucking changed, you.
Yeah. I said to you, do you want a slice of ham?
Said, my no. Piss you're drinking? You didn't ask me about the ham because I was looking at it going, I hope he asked me for that ham.
I said,
you
either way.
You didn't.
There was pepper chicken. There was
pepper chicken?
Thither salad.
Oh, yeah.
No, Caesar salad's the fat boy salad, like.
I would still salad.
Cheese, bacon, chicken.
Oh, right, I do like it. One, like,
parmesan.
Right. Croutons.
Croutons. Mayonnaise. Romaine lettuce.
What joy, oh man.
I remember we were in Laverys one time ordering food, and McCann goes, can I get the barbecue burger or whatever? And then he went, and the lettuce fries?
I remember he introduced himself as Aaron one day as well.
Lettuce fries?
He says many, many silly
things. That's my drag name.
Yeah, do you have any waffles? Bird's Eye Potato Waffles.
Oh, I haven't had a waffle in ages.
Oh, jeez, I had waffle in Bayonne.
I used to live with a German guy called Sebastian, and...
Did he have a lift?
No, he had depression, I think. Oh. He never came out of his room. And we're on a design course, and he was the worst at design. I was like, you're not even a real fucking German, bro. You should
I mean, he was efficient, though. It didn't look
No, great, he wasn't, that's what I'm saying. Really? He should have been really good at design, but he was cake.
Fuck's sake.
Scheissen. And he used to cook... frozen burgers and frozen waffles in the toaster. He would just put it in the toaster and just sit there going clink. And
fair enough with the waffles, but a fucking burger,
a frozen burger. And he basically did it once, and everyone was looking at him like, you can't do that, bro. And then I thought he was depressed. He probably had diarrhea for like the whole term.
Toasted burgers,
yeah. And he just sit there like clink.
Something you couldn't make toast without it tasting like a fucking...
Well, no one made fucking toast ever since that one moment.
Aye, fuck me.
You put in it.
It's disgusting.
But it was the mid stage where it was like, you know, just going soft basically, and then getting a bit of fucking action on it.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever
heard. But also the slowest way to cook
anything.
They put it under the grill or something. And that was in the famous Duncraigan Student Village.
Oh yeah.
Which I nearly burnt down one day because I got a fillet steak for on the cheap.
I nearly burnt down as well because it was bucking everybody.
Rain to your.
It was the friction.
It is funny now that you think back. You're like, not that I, you know, can complain, but like, ugly people. You know what I mean? Oh. I've never seen, it was like a concentration camp for munters.
When you think back of like the people you fancied at uni, and it was literally just Stockholm syndrome. Like,
It was a proximity thing.
Fuck me, Kiva's.
It was like, man, if I was going to book someone, who would it be? Probably one of these people closest to me, geographically.
Yeah. You'd be doing that, the girls in the city, you'd be going, oh, I don't know, just want to make a friend. Do you want to buck me?
Did you want to buck me?
Joanna Buckley was actually a girl. It was my class. Joanna
Buckley.
She was a Japanese exchange student. Joanna Buckley.
The hottest girl in the whole place was this. Like,
me.
Mickey was tits taped together.
Highlights and all.
No, there was a girl.
Don't mention names because people listen to
this. I don't know her name, but she was she was an American exchange type student.
I know who you're talking about.
No, you don't. She was about 30. She was like a mature student. No. And she would go running and everything, and she was in like tremendous nick. Just everyone goes to uni and just gets fat. Like everyone was just sitting there, like wee buck fast eddies. And she would go run every day, and she was hot as shit. And then I remember on the last day, they were moving all the international ones into like one block in the corner.
Uh-huh.
So everyone was moving out, and they were like, she was like, hey, you know, total fucking, you know, like the worst flirting of all time from her, but I fell for it. Just like, hey, you look strong. And I was like, oh,
I'm wearing links off. I go, oh, I'm so strong. Had a fillet steak, that was mean, I burnt a head.
And she was like, I was wondering if you could help me move my TV. And this was like years ago, obviously, so it was a fucking luxury. It was a luxury to have an LCD. And she goes in, and this fucking, I was like, is that a fridge or a TV? What is that? And I lifted this fucking, and like all the weight is at the front with the glasses. And I'm going across, literally fagging mouth, across the fucking thing like this. sweat pissing off me because it was absolutely roasting. I was probably wearing FUBU jeans. And I got the way across and up into the thing, and she goes, "Oh my god, thank you. I wish I had some cookies or something to thank you." And I was like, "Oh, no, we want cookies." No, I stood outside having a heart attack. I was just like, I don't have that fucking cardio for a wank at that point. I was wrecked. I was just like, just absolutely. It would have been easier if she had, got me like push her car or something. It was so fucking heavy, and there's no handles on a TV.
I remember those big fucking, like the big back on the middle.
You're basically you're trying to press it. Aye. You're not even holding it.
I remember like, because I got a fucking like a 32 inch one, because my man and dad got a flat screen, and they were like, "Do you want that piece of shit?" So I was like, "Thank you."
Yeah.
And I remember the hardest bit was actually trying to set it down on the thing it was supposed to sit on.
Without it breaking, or just
without cutting the fucking fingers yourself, because you were holding the bottom of it and then trying to be all.
It was heavy, like.
Yeah.
Some heavy. See, when I worked in, like.
Children that don't know you're living, aye, with your. Fit your TV in your pocket.
You can get a 52 inch for fucking.
Take it on a plane, mate.
£200. Put it in your pocket.
Just fold it.
But that. I was going to say, oh yeah, when I worked in Curry's, like. Some of the technology that you've seen just come and go that was like the hottest shit. People were like, "Yeah, man, you want a fucking 80 inch rear projection TV?" And it was basically an empty box. Have you ever seen it? Like with a wee projector in the in it at the back, and then it hit like a fucking screen, which people would just be like, "I took that home, and then our child, ran into it with a fucking rolling pin and just fell through the whole TV, and they're inside the TV as we speak."
Like that movie Poltergeist,
like the garage, and just crawled out.
I can't wait till that waffle is out, because I want to get something to eat. Starving.
That was the other thing. Machines that would do like two jobs for no reason whatsoever. I'm surprised they weren't like a rear projection and will host a waffle as well. But there literally was a fridge with a TV in it, and like people were just like, is there any concern with there being a television close to water and ice and whatnot? And we were like, nah. And like every single one of them came back,
blew up.
Just like fucking, I don't know, it froze. To be honest with you, it was just completely froze solid. Worked for like half an hour.
You like, sure. Trying to change the channel, fucking pee's fell out of it.
You pissing in it too? It's not a toilet. It's only a fucking screen.
Silly Billy.
You dumb bastard. Anyway, I'm not even going to play the intro. What's the fucking point? If you have anything to plug while we're at some stuff and I'll play the intro.
We're at Newton Abbey.
Aye.
Thursday, 6th of February.
Is there one place people can find all your tour dates, Mick?
Shine.net.
Shine.net. Yeah. Mickey's hitting all the major towns. I've never done Newton Abbey, and that should be a hometown gig for me, even though I've no real attachment to it.
Oh, come on down, maybe I'll fucking sell it out. Put it this way, there's seats available.
Yeah. Here, if you're thinking, I couldn't sit there all night, lie there all night,
because there's enough. Put your feet up.
Room signals, lie there. What else is going? Yeah, so Shine.net for his tour tickets. I've nothing really. I'm going to take about a month off stand up, I think.
You're just right, just real quick. I've got a couple of gigs in London. 22nd of March, I'm doing my Love It show at the Vault Festival. I think it's at 9 o'clock.
Talk into that more directly.
Is that better?
Yeah, talk right up against it. Yeah, that's
right. So the Vault, I think it's the Vault Comedy Festival. I don't know what it's called. 22nd, I'm doing my Love It show. And then in the afternoon, I'm doing a Work in Progress show as well. So if you're in London on Sunday, the 22nd of March, and you want to come see me blow through some new stuff or do the classics.
Either way.
Google it, and I don't know where the tickets are, but I'll put them on Instagram.
I feel
Australia, if you're out there. Fuck your feelings. I'm going to be doing Perth, Melbourne, and Sydney in May, later in the year. So tickets are on Google for that as well.
And you bring your gas mask. And
I'm doing the Ulster Hall in October.
Your hazmat suit and whatnot. Yeah, all I'm saying is keep your eyes fucking peeled.
Man, fucking take a month off too, though.
Because we're taking off.
When you've took it over, you've done it.
Festivals.
You've already won.
Festivals.
What?
See you in America.
Are you going to America?
See you there.
What are you doing in America?
See you in Australia.
What are you doing in Australia?
Everything you've done. Thricefold.
I'll be dead, that'll be good. Maybe you'd make like a pound off it, because I had to fucking done. Then again, I was drinking the entire time.
Every second of daylight.
£35 a packet of eggs and £10 a pint, and I was still balling.
And what's for a packet of eggs?
$32. $38.
Jeez. Not roll around. The whole place is smoking now, anyway.
Roll me on figs. What am I, the help?
Be smoking koala lights. We'll make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul. Colin Jettis. No name.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis. It doesn't feel feel right without Jettis. It. Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Fuck you.
You know what I mean?
Mickey Bartlett.
You have a podcast now, don't you?
I've done one episode with my good friend Connor Keyes.
Tell me the well thought out name.
Dick Chair and Yums. I wanted to call it the Stoner and the Drunk, but then I was like, that's too close to the Fighter and the Kid.
No, then, it's not.
But just because I think,
hey,
well, do you know what'll happen?
You just won't be crossing paths.
We'll not be doing it that long. Like, but it was one of those. Because we just did it last week to see if we could talk shit for an hour, and we could. So then the plan was, right, we'll try and do something where we'll theme it to maybe, I don't know what it'll be about, like a news podcast or something fucking daft like that.
Yeah.
Just to make it a wee bit different, and to give us something to actually write for, as opposed to just me dumb talking shit. I was like, I think you should probably be like the fucking, like the host, because I'm more of a fucking giggle puss than I am a straight man. And Connor was going, nah, fuck you, host it. And 5 minutes in, I'm just fucking, and Connor's going, right, we'll wrap it up there. And I'm going, no, tell you the story with sucking a dick.
Well, he's quite clear.
I mean, not sucking a dick, I won't suck a dick.
Quite clearly, he's the fucking host, like. He's one of the best hosts.
I am not a host, like. Do you know what I mean? I'm definitely, I mean, I'm the comedic essence of most.
I mean, it's funny because you can host a comedy night.
Yeah. I can be funny, but I cannot.
But in an actual host role, no, he's probably the best at it.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
He does it professionally for serious things.
Yeah, he's probably the best at it. Sure, he had that Thug Life moment against that weird ghost woman who hates lesbians.
Fucking hates everybody. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and he's just like
Victorian witch lady.
Aye, that old fucking ghost. Yeah. Crawled out of a lake, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I hit the gays.
Definitely has hidden compartments in her house.
Listen, just because no one ever bucked you ever.
I have to go upstairs now and feed my son. You go upstairs, there's a skeleton in a fucking rocking chair.
Just spoon feeding him rusks.
In a sailor outfit.
Just falling to the floor.
Like, definitely died when he was 50.
Plop.
Plop. Still has a beard now.
Let me change your nappy.
I call him Christian because he is, like me.
Christian God.
Christian God, Jesus face.
What's that woman called, actually? Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea. And it's one of those things, if you Google it, it's like Tyrone Nutcase, and it's the first thing that comes up.
Tyrone Nutcase. I'm not going to do that. But Engel has his own podcast. Everyone has their own podcast now. I'm going to... Oh, man. Just give me a couple of weeks, man, and this podcast will be like... And then an old...
It's already pretty good.
My old mate who... I used to go to uni with, sent me a message, and he goes, man, heard the podcast, he works in the media, or he owns a media company, and he's like, we're just basically starting a one-stop content shop where you come up and we've got fucking green screens and, you know, multicam podcasts and everything, and you do all that shit, and then we do all the content, brand and everything separate, and I was like, oh, fucking, there we go. Which is probably the way you're going to make money nowadays, is, they take some influencer person and just walk them in and go, okay, just famous this person. And they fucking just do all their clips and whatnot. Which I don't know. I don't know if I need to go up and record podcasts with them, but I might just send them up, you know, my special thing and just be like, cut that into like 50 clips.
Aye. That'd be fucking great, yeah.
Well, it won't be that great. It should be fucking shit, probably.
It's hard to know what to do. Do you know what I noticed? I got my Ulster Hall.
We talking that fucking mic?
I am talking in that, Colin.
A long turn around or something.
I can project. I'm classically trained. Do you hear that?
Aye.
Oprah singing.
You don't need to project, you just talk
close. Google a Mercedes. I watched my Ulster Hall thing back, which it wasn't a special, it was just recorded just for me to go show my children.
Special is just the weird word, isn't it? Like,
and you can't call them that anymore, anyway. They're differently abled comedy shows.
Yeah.
But I've realised that my stand-up does not come across well on screen. Which is why I'm the only content wasn't on the Galway TV show.
Nobody's does though.
I'm awful. Mine's really like I don't realize how much my tits shake.
But you know what?
Until
I love the way I was about to talk about material there. My titties don't
come across well.
They don't look as part as I thought they
were. What mil lens are you using? On 35mm? Because they're going out like Mariah Carey's. They go straight. I'm fucking. I didn't even see the show.
Call me Toppy Turvy titties.
Hold on a second.
Mariah Carey's titties. Oh no.
RT player is bound to work.
It doesn't.
Oh, does it not? Oh, hit me out. Fucking hit me out. Yeah, you better. Fucking that's just Bing. Suck my dick.
Suck my.
I didn't see it.
Neither did I. I was out walking.
So was I. Let me see. I'll go through my weeks. I don't even know what search engine this is. I have some sort of infection on the computer. Mercury nudeness. Anyone famous, I've pretty much typed their name into Google and then wrote nude after it or something.
Oh, without a doubt.
I don't find Mariah Carey attractive, if I'm being fully honest with you.
Christina Hendricks, there's...
She's a fucking month or two, like.
Man, that's right up my street, bud.
Your girlfriend at home listening?
What? Hey, you pet.
There's one thing I'm into. Munters. I was talking to a fellow the other day, I'll not mention his name, but he was like, I was trying to have a wank and I was Googling fat ginger girls.
Who wouldn't do it right now? Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, really? Yeah. But,
Googling fat ginger girls is the picture of me. Oh, so, I can't afford to pay this parking ticket. What am I going on?
Oh, hey, step sis. What is it with porn and just all the fucking step sis type shit?
I know.
Oh, step. And it's always like, oh, step bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, what are you doing? And he's like,
isn't it weird that mom and dad met when we were 18 and sexually active?
Yeah.
And then looked on the camera like, it's totally legal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then they're like, I'm wearing a G-string and I'm just going to bend into the tumble dryer and yeah. get my socks. Please don't do anything to my anus.
You don't mind if I have my tits out the entire time we're having this conversation, do you?
Yeah. The guy's
and
like,
I'm in the home of nothing.
He's like, hey, this is so unfair. And he's already got his deck out. Bro, don't do that. Oh, step says that.
They're the ones where you go, you definitely have to mute it if you want to have a wink because you're just laughing and thinking, I might leave a comment under this one.
Imagine there was a bit more of a social media vibe to like porn and you could tag your mates under it. Like, fucking, you love that. That's you, mate. That's you. Two fat bitches in a fucking speedboat. That's you, mate.
Hit him in the gob with it.
Get it in the gob.
Oh, fuck.
Have you seen that clip? Get it in my gob.
Fair play to you.
Get it in my gob, step sis. Step sis, like. What was I trying to talk about? Well, I'll skim through my week of gigs.
It's been a while since we've... Sorry. Well, yeah, I was going to say it's been a while since we've watched any weird porn on the podcast. Has anybody sent any in?
Let's go for it. I was watching porn. Who doesn't? You know what I mean? But I was trying to see that girl that was on the fucking... what do you call it there? What's her name? Let's see.
Oh, that was on the...
she was on that podcast there, yeah. Oh, she is. With a full home sun and shit.
I recognise now you're all that there. Oh,
she must have been getting a tin of condensed milk from the top shelf there, Mick, and it's toppled all over. Toppled all over her
what
face.
What a predicament. It's a good job she wasn't wearing no clothes because she would have ruined her top.
Speaking of decaments.
Jesus, me and Joe, don't turn that off. I don't like it.
These two are rubbing their clams together. Oh, the old favourite choke fucked.
There's one there. Go on, lick my knee, would you?
Oh, come on, where's the sound?
Christ the night. Oh, don't put the sound on, Colin.
Why have I had that turned down before? Why is that not working?
Good. You don't, because I don't want to hear what she's going through. Fuck me, your eyes are turning back in her head. Possessed by the devil. Is that Tim Roth booking her?
Turn that up. Why?
Tired of wanking. Nope.
You know, isn't that the worst? Hey, are you tired of wanking by yourself? Nah. I've been at it for a while now, I'll tell you something.
By the way, I'm getting really good. It doesn't even take long anymore.
It's like jiu-jitsu. I'm getting better every day.
It's like reloading a shotgun, just boom. Sleepy time.
I love when... Do you know when
tired, the... Tired of wanking. What an ad. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's cracking? But do you know when they start to use the cookies and they're like, hey, tired of wanking? Want to fuck some sluts in Craigavon? Yeah. There's sluts waiting to be fucked and poured out.
And it's Lisa Simpson. It's like trying to get everything.
I tell you what we gotta do, we gotta make this broader, alright? Here, you sad bastard, you sick of pulling the deck of yourself. There's sluts looking fuck there in Armagh.
Coincidentally, if you wanna drive a Lamborghini, you can tell her how to do that. This man in Fermanagh made £90,000 a day. Here's how.
I love those fake fucking like influencer things too, where the guy's like never been in front of a camera before and he goes, hey, I left my job 1 month ago and I've made £256,000 ever since. Like, gun to his head just off camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you tired of wanking? Why don't you meet some sluts in your area? Yeah.
The whole time he just looked at his wife, like, please don't hurt her.
Yeah, please don't hurt her. Let's see what this bastard...
Diego, she can't breathe, please.
I'm sorry. I'm slightly concerned as to why the fucking sound won't come through a computer.
Don't be putting phone through the computer again.
Because
people are going to work.
Who gives a fuck, mate? What do you think they're in it for? Now, obviously, the fucking computer's fucking
good. I'm glad that happened.
Fuck's sick. Why is that not working?
What's she wearing?
She's just doing an interview. Girls wear shit like that.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So tell me, how do you
stand there in a thirsty goat with a thirsty goat in my pants?
Wanting to know.
This is actually just an interview.
Just a Q&A.
What'll I type in here? Get it in the gob. What'll I type in?
We're trying to watch something funny. Have I ever told you I came across, I don't mean literally, but there was a fucking Family Guy parody porn I watched, and there was a dude in a wheelchair in it. I was like, fucking fair play to you.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. Fucking, what's his name?
Like, Joe. Hey, Peter, motherfuck my asshole.
I was watching this video the other day, and it was like a guy reviewing a car, and he was on
spell porn, right?
No. Parody porn.
Parody porn. Wasn't like a little party porn there.
There was a guy talking about, it was basically like this place had all these vintage Mercedes, and the guy's walking around, he goes, now this is another example of this car, but one of my employees is parked in like a fucking retard, and he parked it, first of all, in a retarded place, but he's also pointed the wheel sideways like a retard. And he just kept saying it, and I was killing myself.
I watched the fucking, there's not a Stranger Things porno part. That's definitely fucking weird.
Funny porn is always the best when they fucking squirt in their own face and all that shit. Welcome back to... We're back, baby.
You know what I mean? In the arts.
We're trying to get serious there for a while. We're talking about coronavirus. Right. And we're back to spunk. Huh?
Hi, guys. You tired of wanking? Call me.
You know there's mature sluts looking fucked.
Pregnant?
What? I didn't know.
You just come in girls without even asking?
Holy shit! Did you just come in your sister?
That's CCTV from fucking...
from my 18th birthday. That's not true.
He fucked up.
That's not real. So, if I had to describe the scene there, Mike.
I think it's supposed to be a Japanese haunted movie porn.
Yeah. So, like, the guy's banging the girl, and every Japanese porn star sounds like, right. You know, like.
Well, obviously, the families are blurry.
That's fucking. Shout out. That's our guard, Riley Reid. Shout out.
At this moment that Emily knew, she fucked up.
So it's basically like eight dudes, eight giant black dudes carrying her into the room, and she's fucking tiny. There's a guy filming porn, just eating a fucking chocolate eclair. You would probably be...
You'd be bored stupid.
Bored shitless, like. The bush on her, bro.
Do you remember the time we watched that fucking Channel 4? Twin
Cats? Go ahead. He just fucking clanked her.
Jesus Christ.
Why? He just smacked her, like. What was that supposed to be? What was going on there?
Is he?
What was going on there?
This is very funny.
What happened there?
What a full screen, does he? If he comes on her from there,
oh, come on. Again?
Well, what's wrong?
Really? You're jacking your dick?
I mean, that wasn't really funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's porn bloopers. It's the best. Now, this guy is launching rope there. Did you see that?
That's insane.
Jesus Christ. Launching a rope, sir. That guy's eating a steak and sucked air. Does this get funnier or what? Here. I've looked this up before. I was listening to a podcast, right?
Right.
Have you heard of the movie Caligula?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
See if I can
spell it. Isn't that like a serious Oscar winner? Fucking...
Yeah. Calig.
With Brendan Gleeson's in it. Is that what I'm thinking of?
No.
No, I'm thinking of something else.
No, the last... Someone was talking about it and they were like... They made a reference and the person went, what's that? And they're like, oh, you haven't seen it? And they're like, it's like... It's obviously... It's a real film. It's a probably like a real... Yeah. Or arty film, but the last 10 minutes apparently are just...
I'm thinking of Calvary. Sorry.
I'm thinking of Flubber. Jesus Christ.
Forrest Gump, I hope.
But this is fucking wild. I watched it one day and I was like, you know, of all the shit, you know, people go, oh, have you seen this? It's risque and all. I was like, this is wild shit, bro. You know, bit of tits. You know, you've seen that before. She's fingering her bush. You know, and then it just... Hold on. You can watch it at home, you know, you can really take it out at home, Mick, is what I'm saying. You know, it's about 8 and 8, like real...
She's really up
there. She's in it, like, you know what I mean? In that bush.
That's hard to do, that's
a... I mean, this was in the 70s or something. No bother then. But it goes... And then this gets weird. But, it gets real fucking, you know, real dick sucking and fucking... You know what I mean?
That's not a dick, that's a man's leg, what the fuck?
That's real dick sucking.
How'd you get his whole foot in his mouth?
You know, sucking more dick there.
Jesus.
There's fucking hairy ass being up from the back.
Oh, that is a hairy ass.
You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's not some wild shit. Dick sucking. You know what I mean? She's going at it.
Fuck, that's two hands and a mouth. Fuck me.
Oh, bit of spunk there. But you're like, Jesus, imagine just watching it.
You know what?
Imagine just watching Gladiator, and then at the end, it's just fucking dick suck city.
Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will buck everyone.
And I wouldn't say no to a double sucky.
Me and the big German fella. That's your ride.
I all of a sudden...
You there, boy! Fetch me my butthole.
Make it hairy. Can you imagine the stench back in the day?
Don't need it from Lurgan. Imagine that night. Yeah, it must have been pretty fucking stanky, like.
Especially in the Gladiator days, like. You know what I mean? There'd be none of that.
Aye.
You know, you'd have a big old sandy warrior cock.
Oh, fuck.
She is eating
it. Imagine being a lot of itchy willies, too, like.
She's eating it up, like.
That's not watching no more porn, that's enough.
Let's bring the tone down. This is why we're all feared for our lives right now, because these dirty Chinese bosses are eating fucking bats. We're
trying to contain the spread of the Wuhan virus COVID-19 and CV.
Wrong, I'm going to give it to you.
The Wuhan virus belongs to a family of coronavirus, with many scientists believe that it might have originated from bats, the only mammal capable of flight.
Dirty bastard.
A separate trending video also shows Cantonese-speaking diners preparing to eat soup made with a bat. The new strain of coronavirus, which emerged in the city of Wuhan last month...
So these motherfuckers are eating... Now, someone else sent me a video, right? I feel sick thinking about it. Someone else sent me a video, and they were like, this is where the fucking coronavirus came from. And it was a bunch of... No, it wasn't, because it was a bunch of Vietnamese dudes.
Oh, yeah?
I could tell by the accent, you know what I mean? Educated. But they were just... There was like a tray of... living baby mice, and they were just dipping them in soy sauce and eating them, you know, like for full fucking Southeast Asian teeth, where it's like three bits of old chewing gum. And he's like, oh, and he's fucking eating them and then smoking fags. I near fucking threw up. I did this last week at the podcast. I was just watching you know, people eating live shit, but you're like, guys, you know, what are you, you know, why are you eating that?
Aye. Have you ever eaten anything proper weird? Have I asked this before?
As a salad. It's gross. Fucking don't talk about it anymore. There's fucking chowing tomato in it. Fuck.
Lentils.
Fucking smoothie.
You ever had one of them, but I don't know how to say it, but bananas?
Can't say we're being sick. Fucking
fucking spirit. Smell it.
Baby leaf. Wasn't even a baby in it.
Sleeping in it.
Fuck.
Trying to fucking chill things.
Linda McCartney. As a cousin. As a cousin.
Trying to eat a bit of hummus. Fucking. I'm doing chat. Fucking no, I can't even talk about it. I tried one time. I tried to fucking kill him. Just kill him. Someone made me a couscous. It was a mixed leaf. And a garden salad.
This is butternut. This is crap. I can't even talk about it.
And then he said, like, I'm gonna put some blueberries.
0% fucking why should be 6 months? There's only so many times you can do it. You're like, it's getting real now. My body's like, I think there's something in them, quick.
And I said, do you want a coffee? And he says, no, I'll make you a fucking turmeric long.
Oh fuck. That bat looks like she's having a wee nice bath. I'll go around the back now, Sheila. It's hard. But a hard time bumping into things.
You know when you just get in your bath and it's too warm for the back of your ass and your taint and you go, That's it.
If you've ever gotten a bath.
I don't fit in a bath. I put 2 shots in it and just fucking dip my hole in. I love a bath.
Oh, fuck.
We were on honeymoon and the room had a, like, a, basically, it was in Mexico, like, so you know what I mean? Ching, ching.
That's racist.
But there was Asians eating live food. It was basically a hot tub in the room and I was like, great, finally a bath I'm going to fit in. And I got in it and I was just like, this isn't fucking...
Man, do not be showing me any fucking people eating live shit. I can't do it.
Why?
Roasted cat? Ah, you fucking...
I watched this last week, and I freaked out.
Did you? Isn't there one? Is there a festival out there, like the dog eating one?
Not the one I can't even watch, because...
Where they skin the dogs live and shit like that?
Yeah, they basically boil them to get the fur to loosen up, which they do to a lot of animals once they're dead.
Aye.
Not when they're fucking alive. I mean, it is just like... Look at this fat cock. What is that?
What is that? Is that a whale dick?
No, it's a fake one, I think. But... It's way, way big. Oh, I poked my eye weird there.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look at the amount of chili flakes she's putting in this, the dirty bag.
I know, yeah, that's too much.
She
squeezed piss out of a dirty window.
Wow.
Here, that's boojum tastes funny.
Why is it always they have to fuck the...
Nah. Put something else on.
Oh, you punch it and it gets all erect? What an evil... bit. I mean, how...
No, leave it on.
How cock?
Shh, she's stopping it. Oh no!
How cock-esque is that? Like,
it is a cock, isn't it?
No, it's a fucking it's a shellfish of some sort.
The way she's treating it now is very shellfish.
I just don't understand why all these Asians have to eat things raw.
Aye,
you know what I mean. Look how hard on that gets. You know, there's a bunch of wee Asian dudes just ripping the tiny cock off themselves.
That was a dick right enough.
It's so dick-esque, like. Oh, I feel sick now, bro.
I couldn't. I just fucking... I think I've made something that I've eaten, like, deep-fried scorpion and stuff, and I'm like, I just can't fucking... Well, the animals I eat have to be cute.
Do you know what I mean? Well, I'll be honest, like, you know, a lot of those places, you know, they always talk about, like, if the world is short of food, insect protein is, like, a legit option, because it's so high and fucking... You know, like, I forget the term, but there's like no waste.
Aye.
You know, you can fucking heat them up and grind them up and remake a fucking nugget and use all of it instead of like a cow where like, say, aye, like it's like 30% of the whole thing you're actually using and the rest of it has to go somewhere else. But a lot of those places, like when they're eating all the weird shit, you know, they've roasted them and covered them in sugar and whatever. And it could be, you know, a fucking... chicken wing or a fuck, it could be anything, it's just a crunchy bit of shite, like,
But you know, it is, these are weird because you know there's like something like sexual tied into it. Where there's people just watching like, ugh, eat the crocodile or chew. Yeah. I mean, that's, I bet you if you ate that, it's probably okay.
Aye. Bombay mix.
Dirty bastard. Mm. Saying that, I mean, if you're fucking eating any animals, you shouldn't really be judging any of these cunts, really, should you?
No, that's a good point. Right, that's fucking enough eating stuff.
Nah, I like it. I don't like people eating octopuses because they're very, very smart. And you could argue the pigs are probably smart too, but I mean, I haven't seen one dodge a fucking bacon bap yet.
Ah, man, I just don't want to fucking...
Also, all this shit, like an octopus is, you just cling to your fucking face and shit. This is probably making riveting listening. I feel sick. But it's like, when you see all these boys in this like shared fucking dining experience, you know, like, come on, we'll get the lads around and fucking eat a load of fucking mace, mate. Now that's
mate,
a disaster. Nah, bro. Nah. Dipping a fucking... Oh, nah, dude, feels like dipping a fucking...
Live mouse in soy sauce? I mean, if anything, you know, reggae.
Sweet chili?
Ah, oh, that wasn't... That's nasty, man. That's nasty.
Was that a spelling mistake in the order?
No.
Fried mice?
Special fried mice?
Oh, man. I feel so uneasy after that. So what are you up to this week, Mike?
Not at all, man. Just lack of gigs, lack of fucking... Oh, Christ the night. So you've dissected the whole SSE carry-on stuff on the podcast? You talked to
Well, yeah, I talked a wee bit about it. But it's so funny because I don't really know if there's much to talk about, really.
Walked out, smashed a gig.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like, it's one of the things, it's like, obviously the first one was... You know, very nerve wracking, and you didn't know what to expect, and I didn't really know how to go about it. And everyone was fairly hyped up and went home after and fucking drank all night and everything. But by the time the second one came around, it was just like,
let's get it done,
just go do it, and then fucking just go home. Like, and I had to fucking take you home anyway.
Oh, that's true, yeah. What a fucking anti climax. Me just, blocked, like, thanks for all the free beer, Colin. Every penny I've made in the last 6 years, thank you.
Honestly, man, it was good, fair play. I mean, you know, I'd have done a better job myself, but you know, you know what I mean, but you know.
You think you're funny? You think you're funny?
You did alright.
You fat bastard.
Jenkins about fucking working hard and writing material and doing it in front of a big crowd. You're wrong.
Can I have 10 grand?
You're wrong.
Remember that time I lent you 10 grand, you didn't give me it back? No, you don't remember us, because fuck up. Thank you, old best mate.
Stop pushing up the side of my car.
You know much, though, yeah, favour.
Oh, you think you own all cars now? Do it again? No, I do it. It's actually my car. Sure, fuck up.
Are you anyway in the back? I'm not here. I don't know, fuck, I will be changed about it. And that year, I didn't fucking.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Just fucking left you home. Fucking went home. That was it.
Aye.
Boring as shit.
It was fucking class.
I mean, I gave off last week mainly about the Godzilla burger that I never got to taste, even though I was downstairs starving my bollocks off.
The burger named after you?
Oh, there was words had.
Oh, I'd say so.
I've sucked the death. These places taking fucking advantage.
Nah.
Because that was the thing. Like, I pay for absolutely everything that happens there, and they're upstairs doing deals on a Godzilla burger, and I'm like, bro, I'm downstairs starving.
Aye.
Jay hadn't turned up, where's my fucking pizza? Send me at least for the photo opportunity.
Aye, just nip it downstairs.
Or there he is with the Godzilla burger. It's all a bit of crack, you know what I mean?
And then as soon as the camera's turned off, just arm.
Yeah, these fucking bastards upstairs, unbelievable. I'm sick to death, you know? We've had our discussion about Armagh Marketplace. Who can fucking tongue kiss my piss out?
I don't think I'll be back myself now, to be honest with you.
What did they say? Well, I don't think Colin will be welcome back after he slagged us on the podcast. Let me deconstruct that statement. We didn't really do our jobs because we're fucking incapable and lazy.
And he had the fucking cheek to mention it, even though we're getting 30%.
Climb in my sphincter.
Fucking, yeah, I just... Because it's one of those places you've been gigging for fucking nearly a decade, and you're like, still, this is...
No, you can't book the fucking big room. I book the big room, they leave the panto up.
Aye.
I see Paddy Raff's picture. It looks fucking amazing.
They told me the big room wasn't available. I'd sell out the wee room, and then got there, and there's nothing on the big room.
Arma, who needs it?
I just...
Colin won't be welcome back.
I'll not be going back. Like, I think if we can find somewhere else, because it's a great city, like, it's a great town for to do gigs in, and thank you to everybody that comes out and all that kind of, but yeah, it is. I'm at a point now where I'm like, listen, it's fucking not worth going back to do, like.
No.
Because every single time it's a fight about something, and you're just like, look.
Yeah, how many fucking sellout gigs are you going to have to do before they just let you have the big room? With a bit of...
Which I'd be paying for anyway. Like, it's not, it's not a case of them going, you have made it to this special... It's like, I will literally be giving you money to hire your room.
I hate this shit where you're like, you know, do your fucking job. Like, no one's got you at gunpoint for free to do all this shit.
The argument,
wouldn't be employed if there wasn't people coming and doing shows there.
The argument I was having with them was
that... Roll the fucking set off the side of the stage.
They were saying to me that they wanted to have the wee room set up in a certain way so they could sell more drink, and I wanted to set up the other way so they couldn't bring a drink in because it's better for the gig. And I was just, I felt myself going, well, if you want to sell more drink, let me hire the fucking big room where there's an extra 250 people that'll be buying drink.
Yeah.
I'll make more money, you'll make more money, everybody's fucking happy.
I don't. So, yeah, and if you want to make more, put an offer on and have the place open fucking 2 hours before and dish out some fucking nacho platters.
Like, I don't know how much of it is maybe just they're not getting as much money from the council to fucking get people working or whatever, like, you know, to get staff in or whatever. Maybe
so
it's better that, but it's just like...
So what?
Just say that to us instead of fucking bullshitting or, you know...
I mean, if there's one thing I've learned, and, you know, I haven't even got that much experience as you, time-wise, and also the variety of locations I've played...
Mm.
And the variety of rooms and whatever, but a room full of people is a room full of people.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's in a fucking assembly hall or a bar or whatever.
It sounds
fucking good. You can have shit gigs everywhere. Right. So it's just,
but it sounds diva-ish as fuck. But if you're at a if you're doing a gig somewhere and you're treated fucking nice by the staff, and I don't mean fucking there's a mound full of coke, the hookers are on their way, need a helicopter left home.
I get sucked off the SSE.
Do you know what I mean? But just
shout out to Jay.
It wasn't Jay, it was me. Thanks for left home. But see, even like, there's a couple of bottles of water for you, or anything like that.
Yeah,
it makes such a fucking huge difference.
It doesn't take much,
like. Yeah. And that's just, I don't know. And I think I think we made the mistake maybe, well, on my part, I definitely made the mistake of when I was starting to do wee tours and stuff, I was being dead sound, and I was there on my own, so being really like, no, that's grand, don't worry about it, I can sort that out. And then, years later, when the place is fucking packed, and there's a bit more pressure on it, they're still like, oh, he's sound, he'll do it himself. And you're like...
But there's... I've talked about this a million times, we've talked about it. Comedy gets no respect. Right. And it should be, like, it's the easiest work for everybody.
Yeah.
That one guy turns up, and that's it. One guy turns up, you know, fucking, oh, the mic works,
yeah,
here we go.
Are good.
Yeah, out the back, everyone's fucking making all the same money you would if the place was, you know, you had to put a full set up and lights and rig and all that shit. It's grim, like. Like, if you were, I've said that about the Limelight, not here, amazing, but, like, if there was any DJ playing, some international DJ with a manager who's about to fucking give out if you don't have all the correct shit for him, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, this cunt who sold no tickets, who's a fucking French DJ, is going to get the green room. And, you know, he's got a full rider there, Grey Goose and whatever, and get him all sorts of stupid shit. You can just sit in the fucking...
In the staff room.
In the mop, like, in the fucking cleaner's room here.
All 12 of you.
Yeah, all 12 of you. I might turn up the right fucking thing.
Is it still sounding a bit... That's better now, is it?
It sounds a bit low to me. I can turn it up later, but... Yeah, it just doesn't get fucking respect for some reason.
Yeah.
And no one really works harder creatively than a comedian, because if you really want to make a career of it, you have to fucking drop everything and have all new stuff the next year. Whereas you go see a band play the same shit over and over and over again. It's very strange, but...
It's just... I think it just gets to the point where... Because like I'm doing stand up fucking what, nearly 12 years. Like 12 years in April since my first gig. And it's like I'm kind of at a point where I'm going, right, I'm very good at this now.
Yeah.
The place is sold out. Surely you can get a wee bit. And like, massive fucking shout out to the townhouse in Maherfeld. Amazing.
Yeah, they're
fucking
great.
Beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Like,
or is that hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Not the townhouse, the terrace.
Terrace.
Yeah.
It was Chris Wheeler.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to go with him in the night.
Oh my god, what a sexy man.
Sexy cunt.
The places you go to where it's just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And all it is a wee bit of like, do you need anything? Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want fucking...
Because realistically, you don't really need anything.
Aye.
But it's just now, like...
And at 9 times out of 10, you'll go, no, I'm grand.
Like, I literally walk... And it's on a vlog. I was, like, walking into the Ulster Hall, and I was like, I'm going to go up here, introduce myself to this person. And I'm joking, and I walk out, I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm on tonight. And he's like, what's your name? And I'm like, what do you fucking think my name is, you dumb bastard? Look behind you in the fucking 8-foot yellow poster. Anyway, went out the back, and I was like, there's no water here. That was the time of morning. They're like, wait, well, the bar's not open. And you're like, open the bar.
It costs you 4p for that bottle of beer. Give me
For a bottle of water. So I went out the front door like a fucking punter over to the carryout and bought a fucking big rake of tins and brought it back in straight through the front door. Hello. Straight down the back.
It's mad. It's just
fucking nuts. And you're like, there isn't a fucking spare seat in this whole place.
And
you can't get me a fucking bottle of water.
There's venues I've been to see music, and I've been like, the sound in here is fucking awful.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you those concerts are at the back. Not because necessarily the venue's fault, but because there's a big fucking band on and they may not have the gear to fucking get it across. But I'm like, I bet you they're out the back with whatever you need, fellas. Mm. You know what I mean? The stand-up is like, it's very easy to fucking boys, make like, it look great.
Yeah.
And nobody has to work.
It's fucking disgraceful. Had a couple of gigs for some reason I was down south all week, this week, and...
Brexit, huh?
You don't know how fucking lucky you have it with Lavery's.
Oh, Lavery's is...
And even Pugs, and Pugs. You know... All these places up here where people are just like, yeah, man, I'll go see some comedy, it's great, whatever. And you're like, the quality and the audience and everything is unbelievable.
It really is going through a fucking proper...
Cause I went to Castle Bar at shit.
Aye.
It was a fucking unbelievable night because Danny and Jer are fucking... I didn't put my hand in my pocket once. It was like all your pints, all your food, all your fucking... Well, me and Shane went for a steak dinner with like... half an hour to go before the fucking gig, and you gotta love small town Ireland. Like, I was like, just so we don't look like maniacs, we're playing next door, so I'm gonna fucking take this fillet steak, push it all in my mouth, take the dauphinoise, put it all in my mouth and run. And she goes, oh Jesus Christ, I didn't know, sure, you know. And she even said, she goes, you can eat that and come back and pay after. And I was like, I should have went, no bother. And just fucking,
we're not staying the night,
never come back. But yeah, I think Danny on the intro was like, this guy's fucking class and played the SSE and fucking whatever. So the whole crowd were like, well, we'll see about that.
Aye, that can happen sometimes.
And then I just had shite. Like, unless I maybe did okay and I was just off the back of like the SSE.
Readjusting.
You're like, I'm not getting the same amount of vibes off this 60 people as I would.
I found that after, because I did the Ulster Hall and then went down and did Galway after, like straight after.
Yeah.
So even like that, the set for the TV thing, I had a fucking great set.
Oh, back then. Yeah.
But again, it was like less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah. You were blowing the roof off somewhere. You know what I mean? I know. But it's funny because
it happened to me whenever the time I did support for Kilty in the Odyssey, and then 3 days later, I was literally standing on a fucking table with carpet over it. Wobbling, being all, you know what I mean?
But fucking... Yeah, I died in my hole there, and then we had a couple of drinks and had a kebab. And I mean, this B&B was like laughable.
The B&B is fucking cool. I like it.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, it's like actual fucking something out of Hardy Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in, the guy's like, what time do you order breakfast? And I went, what? What time do you order breakfast tomorrow? And I was like, I wasn't even sure if he worked there. Right. I was like, who are you, bro? And I was like, I don't know. And he goes, he was like, somewhere around between like 10 to 10, 10. And I was like, Yes, then. Yes.
I think when I went down, I was like, don't worry about breakfast. I'll be way early, so don't worry about breakfast. And he was a bit like, oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'll just fucking go fuck myself.
I bought the sausages and all.
You know, sure, I put a photo up of the...
Money after slaughtering the pig out the back there.
I had the fucking blood in my hands. I came down and he was like cleaning the window, which I think he was just pretending to look busy. And it was amazing because the place looks like a horror set from like fucking the 70s.
Carpet and wallpaper. And
he was like, are you good with beans? What do you like for beans? And I was like, I'm okay for beans. Oh, grand. And he goes, you got juice, water,
draw. You can lick mine if you want.
And he goes, orange juice, water. And he goes, draw away at it. I'm sitting there, he brings a fry out. No, but this is the funny bit. He goes like this here. He goes, you good with beans? And then he walked out and whatever, there's like two floppy, you know, like saloon doors. And whatever he did, as soon as he walked in, all you have is, and he just goes, are you fucking bad? You know, just like, muted rage. Just, are you fucking bad?
He must have been the IRA for fuck's sake, he was a big man.
And then he brought the fry out and I took a photo of it. Now there was like chef's brown sauce.
Aye.
I have never seen outrage the lack of it. People are like, mate, what are you fucking eating? What are you not eating HP for, you fucking paedophile? What are you doing, you fucking Nazi apologist bastard? Eating chefs instead of HP, you cunt?
I'd forgive you for Donnie's, but fuck me.
I was like, I didn't bring my own brown sauce, you fucking... I will from now on, but like, Jesus Christ.
I have a whole tray full of...
I thought I was going to get cancelled because of the brown sauce, for fuck's sake. And then someone else, I had to laugh, the guy goes, fuck, I've never seen a... What did he say? I've never seen a poached fry. Do you know when the bacon is like, you just dipped it in hot water? And, oh my God. But I love the experience. See, you know, you could say something like, man, I just sat there and ate my breakfast in silence. It was class.
Aye.
It wasn't silence either. Also very Irish thing to do. Put two different radio stations on two different radios in rooms that are like side by side. So he's just walking through like... You know, hearing all like, we do hear this song. I heard this song. It is fucking.
And four people were found dead today in the Bingo
Night in Bangkok. I heard this on the radio the other day and I was like, this couldn't be a real song. By the way, there's a band called
Fast and Furious 9. Oh, yes.
You embarrass me. I heard this song. Now, I was listening to. We do hear this, right? I'm going to have to do a couple of examples here.
Uh-huh.
There was a band up for the Mercury Music Prize. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Called Black Midi or something. And the music is fucking... I don't even know what you would call it. It's like fucking freeform jazz.
Uh-huh.
Metal or something. I don't know. What do you hear this cunt? It's terrible. Couldn't listen to it.
And they find them in ways to suck themselves off. But she does not care at all. She moves with a
broom. Make her go away from me right now. What's he talking about? Sucking themselves off for?
We've just been doing it for...
It is such a purpose. It is a what a purpose. It is a what a purpose. He's gonna talk while eating a hot chip.
But then I heard this song and it was like, it sounds something similar. 11. I'm probably gonna get sued. Get to the.
I don't like any of this.
Racist.
Oh my God, lovely.
White guys.
Yeah. I didn't realize yellow face was a thing, but there you are.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother. It's a drag, it's a
The 80s is fucking mental.
But isn't it weird how it's similar? That is kind of the way he sings. Why does this sound like Robbie McShane going mental over a song?
I hate that. I hate all this.
It's weird as fuck, isn't it?
Is there questions? Come on, get the fuck out of here, because that's actually pissed me off to the point.
There isn't any questions, you know?
There's not. Well, come on, we'll ask you all one.
Well, I just went, what else did I do this week?
What would you rather eat? Giraffe baby or a mada baby?
What's a mada baby?
Nah, baby, what's the matter with you?
Obesity. High blood pressure. Anxiety. The glasses.
That's just me. I need to get my eyes tested as well, by the way.
Get it done.
Yeah.
Smoking damages your eyes.
What?
Just the smoke going up past your eyes, apparently. Do you know what? I have heard on several occasions Joe Rogan talking about Stephen King and his writing techniques and how important nicotine was in that process.
Uh-huh.
I think it starts from the fag.
Why, what does he smoke like a train over through it? Does he not smoke one fag? Because was it, what's the fucking movie?
Stephen King used to smoke loads and then stopped, and he said it genuinely affected his writing process. Because nicotine, like...
Yeah, it's a stimulant. Like,
it's stimulant, and I think it's addictive because it's in cigarettes with all the other shit.
Yeah.
People think it's bad for you, but I think if you could get it, like, by itself, whether it's, like, the gum or something, it's, like, quite a good, you know, like, functional fucking
thing. Well, that's one of the things. That fucking shit, all those, like, special forces guys, you know, the dip, like, chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
That's all part of the reason why they're mad on that, isn't it?
And it's bad rotten for you, too, like, but you gotta avoid. You know what you get the wee fucking, I've seen them in, like, garages and stuff. It's just, like, a little small tea bag soaked in, like, and you just put it down your fucking thing.
Did I tell you the story Nick Cody told me this? Because he was talking, he does a lot of stuff, weirdly ended up working with, like, the Australian SAS or gigging for them or something. And he was telling me one of the guys, either he told me this or you told me this, but the story is there's a bloke, fucking SAS guy's on a plane with his dip stuff, and he was just sitting with a fucking empty bottle of water, just spitting in it. And by the time they got to the end of the flight, there was a fucking liter bottle full of gob, and he was like, can you just put that in the bin, please? He's just fucking sitting on a flight. Disgusting.
I mean, at least take it off the plane and bin it yourself. Like,
no.
Don't be like, can you dispose of this?
Because we tried it in that European thing, and it was rotten, just sitting spitting in the empty. I was like, I'm just going to go out and smoke. Smoking's way less disgusting.
And it's not really more safe. Like, people get horrendous mouth
cancer.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting. Like,
do you think even if you've got, like, do like a wee space between your teeth where it's like in your gums?
Yeah, I've had, you know, you eat like a steak and there's like a piece of meat between your teeth.
Yeah,
and it's aching.
Aye.
If you don't get it out like straight away.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I remember that.
If you leave it like an hour, you're like fucking inflamed.
I remember my wisdom teeth like sort of broke through and then like stopped, so they didn't come all the way through. But a bit of food got under like the gum.
Yeah, that's
and
very common.
It was fucking aching.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, yeah. Sure, fucking, they have to wait to your teeth at a certain point before they take it out, I think. And like, even Maureen's sister was like, you're like begging them, like, can you just fucking take these out? And they're like, nah, just carry on getting cheese stuck beneath it for the next month.
Keep her lip.
Mouths are disgusting, man.
I don't have one.
I would love to get veneers. Be great.
Would you? Why? Your teeth are grand.
Just a fucking...
But you know what? Have you ever seen that, like, those photos of, like, what to do to your teeth before the veneers? I'm like, nah, thank you.
They give you the wee dolphin teeth.
Yeah, they file them down. Nah. Fuck that. You look like fucking...
I'm going to look that up right now.
Beetlejuice.
I spell veneers. They do the wee nubbins.
Yeah.
Oh, no way, man.
Oh, I couldn't fucking.
And then when you get the veneers, does everybody just have that like dead tooth look where it's like
the gums thing? Yeah,
like it just looks like grey up at the top of it. There's that cunt off Love Island. He has fucking upside down horse teeth. Jesus wept, sir.
You shouldn't really be fucking about with your mouth. Do you know what I mean? Like, see, even if they'd have told me whenever I got my braces that it makes your gums weaker, I wouldn't have got them.
Why?
Because.
Did you have your braces?
Mm. But it makes your gums really weak because your teeth sort of move naturally. And then when you get braces and then you have a retainer.
I gotta say.
You're constantly trying to push your teeth back into where they were when you got your braces off.
Right.
And you fuck with your gums.
When I used to smoke, like my gums would have bled all the time whenever I brushed
my gums bled whenever I was vaping. Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. Rank. I mean, sometimes, yeah, like, it obviously worked wonders for her, because her teeth are fucking goat's teeth. Yeah, like, it does a job, like, people go nuts. What do you call your man? Fucking, Rylan. His were nuts, man.
Oh, Rylan's when you were a man, were they?
Yeah, they were fucking ridiculous. I would just be like, you know, if you had tons of money, you just go in and go like, I would take my own teeth, but just like a nice even white,
right.
You know, and none of them have fucking cracks and chips but from fucking half eating them.
Are your teeth supposed to be a wee bit sort of off white?
Yeah, that's why they look so unnatural, you know.
Yeah, glow in the fucking dark.
Also, sometimes you don't really need like full perfect teeth or perfect nose or any of that shit. Right. Like,
tell you what, never mind teeth. I'm definitely going to try and fucking get I'd love a hair transplant. Because mine, I think mine's receded to the point where I'm like...
So I from my back to my head.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to start shaving my head soon. And I'm like, fuck, I really don't want to. Because I look rotten, bald. Because of an odd-shaped head.
Where do they do it?
Because Damon...
They take a strip off
the bottom of your head. And then basically fucking... Sew it into your head, yeah.
That's the fucking the Rogan, isn't it? He's got the big scar in the back of his head.
Yeah, but because he was talking about it once, didn't he? Where he said when he got it done, when it still wasn't like,
it wasn't fucking in any way perfected yet. I mean, if you could deal with fucking walking around like a cunt for a
couple of weeks.
Oh man, look, there's Brian. What the fuck's his name?
McFadden. Fuck, did he get it done?
Is there like a before and after?
See, I think who else got it done?
His isn't even that bad, though.
Aye. That's mine's like that.
He has hair, like.
Yeah. David Beckham's had it done.
You see, yours isn't like thin. Yours is like receding, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of those
that's
things
the
where
way to do
I
it,
can't
though.
Tell if it's receded more or if it's stopped.
You see, it's better.
Do you know what I mean?
It's better to like just, you know, if it started to recede like this, than for it to like thin out all over the place.
Because that was the mate of ours got it done. When he had like pattern baldness, it was falling out just all over the place, and he got the bald bits filled in, and then the other half went. So now he's just got a reverse like mirror image of what he paid 8 grand for.
So isn't the hair like hair up the front now and then, or what way did you say?
So
that?
It was like so it was like so say it came out like on the left hand side.
Yeah,
he got all the fucking hair implants on the left hand side, and then the right hand side fell out. So it's just.
I've never seen anyone go bald like on the side.
No, but I don't mean like I'm just I'm giving that as an example.
I wish I could get like laser hair removal on my head and I just never had to shave it ever again. And just remain bald because I don't give a fuck.
Do you know who I cannot stop fucking thinking about since I seen a photo the other day? That big unit from My Name Is Earl.
Aye.
Your man fucking Supley, is it something? Ethan
Seepley or something like that.
Yeah.
Ethan.
That is jacked.
I'm now that I have no shows and I have no
Ethan Deeply, this is gonna be something else.
What's his name?
Soupley, SUP. Yeah, that's me.
Now that I have no shows and I'm gonna take a wee while off, see for about the next 2 months, I might reconnect with the old PT and just have him take me through very heavy lifts. And then I'm gonna try and run a lot because I'm going to have to do about 10k of the 60k that...
Moins that.
When I'm going to look... And even that's
when's he doing that again?
Even that's pathetic. It's in March sometime, so I've no time at all. But I've new shoes on the way, which is all that matters. You get the new shoes, and it makes you good at cardio.
I seriously fucking cannot believe... Well, I can fully believe just how unfit I've got over the last 6 months from boozing.
Drink is killer,
man.
That's why, like, I really, really fucking went off it last year.
See, I actually... I've got to the stage now after your SSE show where I like was fucking dying the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
The second show?
Yeah.
Fuck, you weren't
even... It wasn't hammered or anything, but...
It wasn't like a full rager, like, was it?
Do you know what I think? I think it's like, because I was pretty well oiled for most of last year, I wasn't really noticing the difference between a hangover and not hungover.
Right.
Do you know that kind of thing? And then... Because I'd been off the drink for most of January, and then went, fuck, it's a big night. And the day after, I was just in fucking tatters. Like, I was
like
bloated, and like, I just feel sluggish. I'm like, this is fucking shit. And I'm actually, I was saying it on my own podcast. I'm actually glad it happened, because I think it's put me off, like, drinking when I've got shit to do. Like, I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again, but I'm like, I cannot fucking function properly.
No, you can't. Like, that's, and do you know what it was for me? Like, it wouldn't just be you drink and the next day you're hungover. It would be like,
you drink at 7 in the morning.
You drink and then you eat a pile of shit.
Yeah.
Then you wake up the next day dying. You eat more shit all day. You're fucking depressed. And then you go, you don't get any sleep the next night. And the next day you're fucked too.
Aye.
And it just was like, I would have to plan in, like, I think it was someone's wedding. I want to say it was someone's wedding. And I, in my head, was like, shit, I can't really do anything to like Thursday, because I know I'm going to be so dying. That I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, and it's for nothing. Like, I drank. I just, you know, I was away in Galway there, and I was like, sure, I'm in Galway. I booked myself a nice hotel. The drinks are fucking free. And, you know, I'll have some drinks. But then you get back to the hotel room and you're like, I could have just hung out there and had a couple of Sprites. And still, still had a fucking kebab and just went to bed. You know what I mean? It's like, you're just doing the same shit, whether you're drunk or not.
I tell you what's fucking, I don't know if this proves that I'm maybe an alcoholic, but see drinking,
like, I've drank every night for 10 years.
No, but see, see, like, the last couple of nights I've been gigging.
I don't know what this says about my alcoholism, no, but I haven't stopped drinking. And
I have no blood in my body. It isn't 4%. But if I drinking non-alcoholic beers at gigs makes me a wee bit like, woohoo.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely like, I mean, it's like fucking, you know, it's like any little habit, you know, it's like a little safety net. Tom the Bear was talking about vaping, and he goes, my vape has nothing in it.
Aye.
He goes, basically like point fucking, I don't know what units they use for nicotine, but he goes, it's like a 0.5 of whatever. And he goes, I just fucking can't. I'm just like, I don't even know what I'm doing it for. Like, it's just like a little stress reliever thing. And that's all booze is most of the time.
Yeah. I've realized, like, for smoking, I have not been smoking unless I've been gigging. Because I can't fucking, I need to be going outside having a wee think.
Yeah, but you can just go outside, that's
it. Yeah. But it's weird how I'm like fucking, just, yeah, it's weird how I can go a week, whatever, not thinking about smoking. And then the fucking second someone's like, you're telling jokes, I'm like, right.
I think it definitely,
I'm still saving a fucking fortune because I'm not having to, I'm not burning through 20 figs a day just being like, I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. If you could do something else, just go outside and fucking.
Aye.
But yeah, I would love to be able to try something like nicotine or something before a gig just to see if it made a difference. But not smoke, if you know what I mean. Just see how it works. I don't know. Who fuck knows? We're going to have to cut this off because we're running out of fucking time anyway. But we've no questions. But sure, do you even fucking need them?
Not at all.
Get an office next week, all being well. We're going to secure that and we'll probably be maybe another week or so getting stuff into it.
Aye.
So maybe not this week, maybe not next week, because Maureen's back in. The week after that, fucking, you know what I mean?
All guns a-blazing, sir.
Podcast McGee.
Happy days.
Up in this bitch. Well, that's about it. Let's get out of here, Mick. You know what I mean? I need a piss. And I'll do this one.
I'll home eat my dinner.
Cheers for listening. Cheers for everyone who signed up on the Patreon and all that shit. And we will have some content for you in the near future.
Sorry about watching porn again there.
We watched porn. Wasn't worth it.
Wasn't.
Caligula, you know what I mean? Just eating dick. There she is again.
Joseph, it never stops.
Eating dick. Eating 70s hairy ass.
Oh. And I'm going to go home and Google that meal.
Sometimes, somehow though, you know, you watch these vintage things and the people are like, you know, they've got the massive hairy bush, but sometimes it's not even that much. Somehow it's contained.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
They've definitely shaved a bit of it. Like,
yeah, they've kept it in a certain parameter.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have too much of a profile on it.
That was all the rage in the days.
Yeah. You'd probably think.
I'd be honest with you, it was years before I even realised that underneath the pelvis of a lady had hair on it. Because I'd never seen when it was completely unkept.
What do you mean underneath the pelvis?
You know, like, a lot of ladies, they'll shave their, but they'll leave the wee pelvic, like a wee fucking vintage porn triangle.
Aye,
Yeah, on like the bush.
Aye.
For years, I had no idea that the hair would and sometimes go right round to the back door.
And depending, you know, what nationality, clean round up the back door, up the back and round, look very similar to my own back.
Anyway, right, cheerio.
But I'm not afraid of it. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I'm scared of you motherfuckers.
I'm not scared of a hairy woman.
I'm not scared of that. I'd put my face in anything.
I'm
not afraid to have bad breath.
I mean, me and Maureen talked about this. It's, you know, they were talking about loose women. They were talking about girls with hairy armpits. And you're like, I don't care. I don't really care. But it's like, what I nearly prefer is like a bit of stubble nearly.
Aye.
Because I'm a pervert.
Yeah.
But then also I'm like, just in some way make it look like you've made an effort. I don't care.
As long as the toes aren't hairy.
I don't care.
Adam's apple's kind of small.
I don't care if you go, listen, I can't wet shave my fucking armpits because it kills me.
Aye.
So I just hit it with a fucking strimmer. I'd be like, nah, I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't think I've ever, I've never.
You just want it to float in the bath.
I never really thought about it.
You just want it to float in the bath.
Aye. Yeah.
I want to fuck man.
Right, mom then.
You want to fuck sluts in your fucking area?
Tired of wanking, mom?
Tired of wanking? Buck lads and fucking the greater Dungannon area.
Try it now before you wank. No credit card, no bullshit, no sign up.
Just pull the wee rod of yourself. Look at this, the curl one.
Tell you what, that fucking library's going to be... No, it wasn't funny.
What's right, B?
I've run out of crack. I'm going home.
Start your free week.
Don't click.
Right. Bye. Cheers, guys. See you next week.
Cheerio.
Merchandise is on the way, by the way. I just have to collect it from the SS Arena.
You'd not be sick forever.
Bye.
Bye. Mm.